Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
45133.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please. May I also have your first and last name as well, please?
It's Chappa, Chappa, Chris. I didn't get my shipment yet. What? Do you know where it's holding up?
Okay, you're calling it to track a package?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd be happy to assist with that. I just need to get an account pulled up for you. And you said that your last name is Chappell. Is that Chappell?
No, Chappa, Chappa.
Okay, all
I
right, thank you.
ordered. I work on lawnmowers. I can't remember if this is my lawnmower shipment from Arizona or a sewing shipment.
No, we don't provide customer service for any companies that sell lawnmowers.
Okay. I can't figure out who this is, because I mean it's on my card. I
Okay.
charge, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we provide customer service to around 400 online companies,
Okay.
but I have put in your zip code, the four. Excuse me, 45133, is that what you said is that your shipping
Yeah.
zip code?
Yeah, it was Ohio.
And last name you said is Chappa.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
It could have been under my wife's mother's name too.
Is it the
Could
same zip code?
now it'd be 45177. It'd be under Deb Davis. Oh, Deb.
Okay, 45177.
And
Deb
it came
Davis.
from, let me write, I'm trying to see it. It's Modern Tech Trend Now. So,
Okay, well, we use name and zip code to access information from the database. That's probably like a merchant name that I wouldn't be able to.
well, I was trying to, because I know I ordered it for her with her card.
Okay. For
But
security per
I can't remember what company. She had more me to order more than one thing for, and I don't know what this company, what name it was. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's fine. Once I access information, I'll be able to tell you what the pardon me, what the product is. For security purposes, if you would please verify your address.
You hear that, ma'am?
No, I did not. I could tell someone was speaking, but I couldn't understand it.
365 Barrett Place, Apartment E, Wilmington, Ohio.
Okay, all right, with the 45177 zip code, and I do thank you for that. All right, so I've gotten an account located that, pardon me, is showing the name of Deborah Davis, and it is showing the address that you just provided, and you're calling in about the Bytes Hub app or a meal app. It provides the customer with recipe plans and meal guides to help you with eating and leading a healthier lifestyle. There was a transaction done on June 4th where it
Okay.
shows it was a survey that was completed and a contest entered. It shows that there was a product that was offered to purchase or win. It just has Speedway. So I'm not certain exactly what the product was, but we assist with Bytes Hub, which was in the terms and conditions. And the $59.89 is the price for a monthly subscription.
Okay. And that's for eating more well.
Yeah, you get recipe plans with it. It also provides you with meal guides. It gives you the opportunity to journal your progress. Helps you count calories. There's quite a few different features with the app. It shows
and
that
that,
the G. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's off of, it would probably be off PlayStation or off Play, off the phone.
Didn't quite understand. If you could please repeat that.
But it's a game, it's a place help Speedway. Right, ma'am?
It's a phone app.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Thank you. I heard her say it's a phone app. Yeah.
Well, it's an app that you buy probably from Google Play.
Whatever was the instructions with it was sent to the Gmail account. It shows it was, is this momo.debdeb@gmail.com. She can check her Gmail for that date, which was June the 4th. Should be some instructions there. Probably some type of introductory email.
Okay, and that's $59 a month?
It is $59.89 per month.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, ma'am.
You are welcome. Is there anything else?
Nope, that should be it.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.